In response to the ongoing coronavirus crisis, today the Holy Father will be giving a special Urbi et Orbi blessing from Rome, 6 p.m. Rome time. And for those who unite themselves spiritually with him in prayer during this time can gain plenary indulgence in this time as well. Naturally, observing the usual conditions for the plenary indulgence. Ordinarily, the Urbi et Orbi blessing is usually given either after the Pope's election or during, and also during Easter and Christmas. So this is an extraordinary blessing because we need extraordinary graces in these extraordinary times. And our Lord in His divine mercy gives us the graces we need in the right place and in the right time. Today's gospel, we hear how they try to arrest our Lord, and it says that no one laid a hand upon him because his hour had not yet come. We know that St. John is talking about the hour of his passion, that hour that is history, but at the same time, mystery, because the cross of Christ happens in time, but transcends it as well. Christ's hour is that theological time that transforms chronological time, because it opens it up to the fruits of redemption, those fruits that are both timeless and timely. And this is our hope. The cross is our hope. We are saved by hope, as St. Paul says. That life-changing hope that comes from Christ and helps us to confront and to live the present moment. And we are to live this present moment in theological hope, a theological hope that exercises itself in prayer. The great doctor, St. Augustine, once defined prayer as an exercise of desire. This is what he says. By delaying his gift, God strengthens our desire. Through desire, he enlarges our soul, and by expanding it, he increases its capacity for receiving him. So may this time of purification be at the same time an occasion of grace, a time for spiritual growth, where we increase through the grace of Christ our capacity to receive his gift, his very self. Praise be Jesus and Mary.
Now and forever.